He's one of the finest guitar men that I've ever had the pleasure of working with. He's from Tarpon Springs, Florida, originally, and now lives in Tallahassee. And he's one of the foremost experts on Florida folk music especially, and used to do a show that he carried all around the state, which was a video production where he would play. Some of you that were here last year probably remember the video thing and all that, and he's done that a couple of times here where he plays the songs and has the video going with it. And it's a real good program, and he's a real expert on the history of the state and on the music of people like Don Grooms and Will McLean and folks like that, Gamble. And he was friends with all those folks, and I'm proud to call him my friend. So y'all make welcome the fellow that's going to be emceeing for you the rest of the night, Mr. Doug Goss.
First Festival, hot dog. I'm supposed to idle here a little bit while they're getting set up. There's a slop bucket is what we're calling it. There's a new innovation here for you folks that are new to, haven't been here the last couple years. Wayne's put a slop bucket up over in the corner, and if you've got some message that you want to make an announcement, maybe congratulating a graduate in your family or birthday wishes or an observation or something that you want read over the public address system, put it in the slop bucket, and maybe I'll read it, and maybe I won't. And maybe some things that I say I'm reading ain't in the slop bucket. It gives me a license to say anything I want. You know, I can just pretend to be opening up a piece of paper, and I have a license to kill. We got all kinds of great entertainment for you tonight. You know that Norman and Nancy are going to be here a little bit later. Alan Rohde, the Versateers. You wait till you hear the Versateers. John Kay's done a real good job the last couple years. I don't mean to be polishing up my nose or something, but you know, if I don't even know who Alan Rohde is. I'll meet him here in a few minutes. But if John Kay thinks he's Sunday evening entertainment, I'm real confident that he's going to be hot stuff. And you can rest assured. How close are we? What do you guys need? Another 5 minutes or 2 minutes? Or you're almost ready? Because I can say a lot about Bert Higgins. Bert Higgins is a fellow sponger. He's a little bit older than I was. I think he was a class of 64, Tarpon Springs High School. And he was a drummer in the Marching Sponger Band. I played cornet, and we only overlapped there 1 year. I was closer in age to his little brother, Eddie. Eddie and I were kind of buds. We don't see Eddie no more. His name's on the Vietnam Veterans Memorial up in Tallahassee and in Washington. He's got a sister named Gloria. She was 1 year older than I was. I knew his parents. It's a small town. And the thing that we most have in common is the band director named Henry Kelly, who's a legend in Pinellas County and around the state to some degree or another. Bert wrote a dedication on his first album to Henry Kelly, his high school band director, for all of the things that he'd done for him, not only musically, but, you know, direction in life and values. And I felt the same way, and the last time I saw Bertie was at Henry Kelly's funeral a couple of years ago. Bertie was a rock and roll star. Not only was he a drummer in the high school band, he became a drummer for the Fabulous Illusions, and they were fabulous, and they were illusions. They were so good, they got picked up by a fellow named Tommy Rowe. He changed their names to the Romans. It was Tommy Rowe and the Romans, and they toured Britain, and when they came back, boy, they just had the world by the short hairs. You know a bunch of those hits, I'm sure. Then I didn't hear anything about Bertie for a long time, and his name's always been Bertie. It's never been Bert. Bertie when he was tiny, Bertie when he's here tonight. You know, his Rock's first big hit was Sailing Away to Key Largo. We're very proud to have him. We have him by virtue of the fact that Jim and Billy couldn't make it and asked Bert to come here as a special favor.
You ready to do it, Bertie?
You see any sign of him back behind me? You guys know more about this than I do. Is he back there? What do you want to talk about? They're ready, Doug. Bert's got discs up there at the FOF table. He'd love you to go up and get some. He's got photos. He's going to go up there himself and meet and greet and autograph. And he's looking forward to pumping some hands from all of you. I'm really looking forward to this performance especially. This is somebody I've known for a long time. This is Bertie Higgins.
What's going on? You all right? Boy, he went on and on, didn't he? Checking it, one.
Sounds good.
How you guys doing? I'm here at the last minute. It's good to see you. Welcome. How many Yankees we have out here tonight? A lot of Yankees. Floridians? Any Floridians? All right. This song I wrote and recorded back in the early 80s, and we were fortunate enough. We've had a great, good time with this song over the years. Here's Key Largo. Wrapped around each other, trying so hard to stay warm. That first call went together, lying in each other's arms, watching those old movies, falling in love so desperately. Honey, I was your hero. You were my leading lady. We had it all, just like Bogey and Bacall, starring in our own late, late show, sailing away to Key Largo. Looking at you, kid, missing all the things we did. We could find it once again, I know, just like they did in Key Largo. Honey, can't you remember? We played all the parts of that sweet scene of surrender. When you gave me your heart, please say you will play it again, 'cause I love you still.
We had it all,
just like Bogey and Bacall, starring in our own late, late show, sailing away to Key Largo. Here's looking at you, kid, missing all the things we did. We can find it once again, I know, just like they did in Key Largo. Mr. Jeff Pickett. looking at you, kid. I'm missing all the things we did. We could find it once again, I know. Just like they did in Key Largo. Thank you. Miss Terry Pinkham on the background vocals. Is everybody doing okay tonight? You guys all right? We're more nervous up here than I am with a big old band with a bunch of stuff going on. But actually, that song was written. I wrote that song living in Atlanta in 81. And in 82, I wrote this one. This became the title song of the first album. It's called Just Another Day in Paradise. And it goes like this.
Jeff, you got it? Are you up? Let me hear you, bubba.
I think so.
The big cold city was such a lonely place to be. Hustled in and dream of the islands and sea. Millions of girls, but none of them seem right for me. Till you came along and you touched me and set me free. So we slipped away last night, eased on down to the Keys. Flying so high, we hitched a ride on a Gulf Stream breeze. Living on love and the fruits from tropical trees. With a song in our hearts and our eyes on the West Indies. It's just another day in paradise. Loving the night away till the sunrise. Seeing that I love you look in your eyes. Just another day in paradise. A bottle of rum, listen to the steel drum band. Laughing in the moonlight, along the beach we ran. Splashing naked in the sea, making love upon the sand. Falling fast asleep like children, hand in hand. It's just another day in paradise. Loving the night away till the sunrise. Seeing that I love you look in your eyes. Just another day in paradise. I woke up this morning with the sunlight in my eyes. Guess it was only a dream. I hear the city outside. But I look at you sleeping, and honey, now I realize that anywhere with you is paradise. Just another day in paradise. Loving the night away till the sunrise. Seeing that I love you look in your eyes. Just another day in paradise. Thank you all. I just finished a new album that we've been working on for about 8 months now. And I wrote a song about the Gulf Coast of Florida. It's called Tin Roof Shanties. Tin roof shanties dot the coastline of our home. It's been this way for years, and no one lives in fear. Some people find our pace a little slow. A fact we don't resent, you see we're all content, and the stories at our tables are not lies. Perhaps exaggerated, but swallowed with pride. And it's a shame one day the modern way may overrun these shores. The progress of the concrete will surely change this island world. People, when they pass, won't have the mind to say hello. But not as long as tin roof shanties dot the coastline of our home. The early bird's already pulled his line. When it comes to fishing, he's a pride of the island. The big ones bite, the sun begins to shine. Mama's flying up the breakfast, it's redfish and it's fine. The old dock master's leaning on his cane, waiting on the tide, praying it won't change. And it's a shame one day the modern way may overrun these shores. The progress of the concrete will surely change this island world. People, when they pass, won't have a mind to say hello. But not as long as tin roof shanties dot the coastline of our home. Tin roof shanties dot the coastline of our home. It's been this way for years, and no one lives in fear. Some people find our pace a little slow. A fact we don't resent, you see we're all content. And the stories at our tables are not lies. Perhaps exaggerated, but swallowed with pride. And it's a shame one day the modern way may overrun these shores. The progress of the concrete will surely change this island world. People, when they pass, won't have the mind to say hello. But not as long as tin roof shanties dot the coastline of our home. Tin roof shanties. This next song is not a folk song, but it kind of is. I wrote it. Kind of a folky kind of thing. You guys doing all right? You all right? You looking wonderful. The majority of you look pretty good. Yeah. Others have been out here in the sun too long. By the way, this is Jeff Pinkham on mandolin and guitar. Jeff. Michael Conway back here on bass. Nice legs, Mike. We love them. Toes are sticking out. I should have trimmed the nails. I wrote a song about spring break in the panhandle of North Florida. Most of the real estate developers call that stretch of land between Panama City and Gulf Shores, Alabama, the Emerald Coast. Yeah. Little rock and roll thing that I'm going to do for you. Kind of rock and roll-y. All the Florida, Auburn, and Georgia Tech students call that stretch of land the Redneck Riviera. the Floribama Bar. But here's a Redneck Riviera, and it goes like this. I've been to Malibu, Miami too, and Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Kokomo and Key Largo, Margaritaville are just fine. I raised some hell in Fort Lauderdale, Daytona in the summertime, but there's this long stretch of sand this party man can't get off his mind. Wanna be living it up on the Redneck Riviera, copping some rays in my cool Kmart Carreras. I got my cutoffs on, my brewing styrofoam looks so damn debonair. Living it up on the Redneck Riviera. I wanna see some hooters scooting on my scooter past the Panama City Beach sign. Her little mama sipping pina coladas out on the floor of Bama State Line. Rummy Coca-Cola back in Pensacola. So many bikinis, so little time. And I'll do some resting for one and destined with a cold beer and 7-Eleven wine. Living it up on the Redneck Riviera. Copping some rays in my cool Kmart Carrera. I got my cutoffs on, my brewing styrofoam looks so damn debonair. Living it up on the Redneck Riviera. Jeff Hill. So damn debonair. Living it up on the Redneck Riviera. Take it out, Jeff. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We only have 5 minutes left. I guess I gave away the banjo. This is neat over here. Look at her. Isn't this great? All right. Yeah, give her a hand. Give her a hand. She's working hard over there. I want to close with a song that... bring Jeff's son out here to play a little mandolin with. This kid's great. Come on, come on. If you get a chance, visit our website, email us, tell us hello. It's birdiehiggins.com. Come see us, tell us hello. 7 o'clock in the morning, not too much, though, okay? Like, don't ask us what's been going on for the last 20 years. We will not tell you. Give the band a hand. Terry? No. Which one do you want to do? Jeff, set the tempo. What's the tempo?
Josh Pinkham, everybody. We'll see you next time. God bless you. Hang in. Thank y'all.